Hi everyone, here the Beauty of Thai podcast, where you know more for all about Thai and Thai language. สวัสดีค่ะมาพบกันอีกแล้วนะคะกับ The Beauty of Thai.Hi everyone, for today, what I would like to share to you, we will talk about the nature of Thai that is hidden in the Thai language, or you can say it's kind of the nature of Thai. Last time, I used to talk about in Thai language, we have the formal words sometimes, and sometimes in the daily life conversation, we use different vocabulary, but the meaning is the same. So for today, I will continue talking about some Thai words that have different word when we talk in formal way and in casual or daily life conversation. There are five words that I would like to share to you. For the first word that we use in a casual way is the word lời, lời, or the meaning is so. Okay. The second word is the word แป๊บหนึ่ง แป๊บหนึ่งOr sometimes Thai people we say แป๊บนะ แป๊บนะ This one is mean wait a minute, okay? And the next one is the word ถึง ถึง For this word, we refer to although in English, okay? And number four, the next word is กินIn or to eat is very easy, right? Okay, and the next one, the last one is the word tang, tang. This one is mean money, okay? So all the words I mentioned before is the word that we use in daily life conversation or casual way. But sometimes Thai people, they use polite way to say. So now you will know about what polite word or writing version or formal word we say. Okay, for the first one, the word lời, lời, casual way. But in formal way or writing version, we say dừng, dừng.Okay, for example, if you wanna say วันนี้ฉันว่างเลยไปวิ่งตอนเช้าได้วันนี้ฉันว่างเลยไปวิ่งตอนเช้าได้ It means today I'm free, so I can go running. Okay, and if you wanna say in formal way or writing version, maybe you can seewันนี้ฉันว่างจึงไปวิ่งได้วันนี้ฉันว่างจึงไปวิ่งได้ Okay, this one is the first example. And the next one, the word แป๊บหนึ่งแป๊บหนึ่ง or in English, it means wait a minute, wait a minute. Okay, inFormal way or polite way or writing version, we say สักครู่สักครู่ I think usually if you go to the place that they gave you the service, they will say this word quite a lot. For example, in the bank or the hotel or when you have to contact with the government or something like that.Okay, so the example that you may hear about this word is รอแป๊บหนึ่งนะคะรอแป๊บหนึ่งนะคะ or in formal way or writing version they say รอสักครู่นะคะรอสักครู่นะคะ it means wait a minute please okay and the third one the wordis ถึงถึง actually the word ถึง have many meanings in English but today, I wanna tell the word ถึง, refer to the word although. In Thai, if you wanna say and refer to the word although in polite way or writing version, you can say ถึงแม้ว่า. For example, in the sentence, in casual way, you may say ถึงอาหารไทยจะเผ็ด ฉันก็ชอบกิน ถึงอาหารไทยจะเผ็ด ฉันก็ชอบกิน It means, although Thai food is spicy, I enjoy eating. Okay? Or in formal way or writing version, they can say that ถึงแม้ว่าอาหารไทยเผ็ด ฉันก็ชอบกิน ถึงแม้ว่าอาหารไทยเผ็ด ฉันก็ชอบกิน And number 4 is very easy word, and I know that you say it quite a lot and quite the basic word that people talk about this. The word is กิน or eat, okay? But in formal way or polite way or writing version, we say the word ทาน and the word รับประทาน. For example, if you wanna say กินข้าวยังกินข้าวยัง it means have you eaten yet. Okay, in formal way or in polite way, you may hear ทานข้าวยังคะ. Or if you wanna say the word รับประทาน, which is very very formal and just only in like writing version, so instead of you say ทานข้าว or กินข้าว, you have to change the word ข้าว into the word อาหาร when you refer to food. So if you wanna say รับประทาน, you have to say food in term of the word อาหาร. So you have to say รับประทานอาหารยังคะ, which is mean have you eaten yet in very very formal or writing version. And the last one, the word ตัง, or it mean money. The word ตัง is casual way to say for the word money, but if you wanna say the word money in formal way or polite way, you have to say เงิน. For example, if you wanna say, do you have money? In casual way, you can say, คุณมีตังไหม? Or in formal way or polite way, you can say, คุณมีเงินไหม? And not only that, when we talk about the word purse in English or in Thai, we can say กระเป๋าเงิน. This is polite way or formal way. But if you want to say casual way, you can also say กระเป๋าตังค์. Or the word change in English, you can also say in Thai, in formal way or polite way, you can say เงินทอน. It means change. Or if you wanna say catch away, you can say ตังทอน. Okay. In summarize, I can say the first one, the word so in English. In Thai, for catch away, we say เลย. And formal way, we say จึง. The next one, wait a minute. In casual way, we say แป๊บหนึ่ง, แป๊บหนึ่ง or informal way we say สักครู่สักครู่ the next one the word although in casual way we say ถึงถึงAnd for formal way or polite way, we say ถึงแม้ว่าถึงแม้ว่า The next one, the word eat, eat. So in casual way, we say กิน กิน And for polite way or formal way, we say ทาน or รับประทานรับประทานOkay, and the last one for the word money, money. In casual way, we say ตังตัง can be กระเป๋าตัง or ตังทอน Okay, and for formal way, we say เงินเงินกระเป๋าเงินกระเป๋าเงิน orเงินทอนเงินทอน So today I hope you may know more about the casual way to say and formal way to say some Thai word okay and for today thank you very much for listening to my podcast have a nice day bye bye